Out of the corner of my eye, I studied his clothes for clues, remembering that I hadn't noticed a gun in his jeans as I'd run my hands over him. Still, he looked rugged and more than a little dangerous. Maybe it was his longish hair and the few days' growth of beard that gave him that vibe. His dark gaze caught mine, and I jerked my eyes back to the road. "So where are you headed?" I asked, trying to sound casual. "Wouldn't it be my luck to run into a wanted criminal out here in the middle of nowhere? Or did God have a sick sense of humor?" I glanced heavenward and let out a breath. I might not be on the big guy's good side right now, but he wouldn't do that to me, would he? The man didn't answer, so I glanced at him again. His eyes were shut in pain, and I could almost feel the agony coming off him. Guilt swamped me, and I couldn't keep my remorse down. "I'm sorry. I guess you figured it out by now, that I'm the one who hit you, but I didn't see you. The storm made it hard to see the road, and I was looking at your car. That was your car back there, right?"
"Yeah."
He lowered his head and winced in pain.
"Are we almost there?"
"Yes, just a few more minutes. I'm Ella. Ella St. John." He didn't answer, and I wasn't sure if he'd heard me.
"Creed. Aiden Creed."
I smiled, hoping to put him at ease. "It's nice to meet you, Aiden Creed. I mean, not under these circumstances, of course, and I'm really sorry you're hurt, but I'll do my best to patch you up. You know, so you can, be on your way." His brows rose and he stared at me, then his lips quirked up. Was that a smile?
"Okay, Ella St. John. Is, Ella short for something?"
"Yeah, it's short for, Gabriella." Why was I stammering? Having all of his attention focused on me was messing with my brain. I caught his nod out of the corner of my eye. Then he closed his eyes like the nod hurt his head, and a shiver ran over him. Was he in shock? The rain had slowed down a bit, so I turned on the heater and cranked up my speed to get him to the clinic as fast as I could.